Michael, we got a very special guest joining us.
Yeah, we do, and it was perfect timing. We've got Stephen Bunker, who's the director of media marketing and everything all good and well at Good Guys Car Show this weekend, Nitro Burning Action. Stephen, are you with us?
I'm here. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good. It's great. We were just listening to the commercial at the break coming in, and our guest host who's in with us today, Kurt, and I were talking about it, and we're all like raving fans.
Yep.
But
big time.
It's happening now. It's going on right now at Westworld, right, Stephen?
That's right. Yeah, we're in the thick of things here on Saturday. The show's in full swing happening right now.
Yeah, and I think, to be careful and make sure I'm paying attention to all the P's and Q's, one of the things I did want to kind of applaud you guys on, if people weren't aware of it, this is the 40th anniversary for you guys, correct?
Yeah, so Good Guys' first year putting on events was back in 1983, so yeah, we're celebrating 40 years this year.
Wow. You know, the cool thing about you, too, and I'll let you kind of walk our listeners through some of the details for people who aren't aware, if they're living under a rock somewhere, because we're such raving fans. I mean, it is special. Kurt and I were talking about it before the show, and it's like, if for anyone, whether you're a tool and wrench guy like a lot of our guys are, and I know Kurt is, but it's like going to Disneyland. I mean, it's a special event, and taking the kids, the whole family out there, there's a little bit of everything out there. Stephen, walk us through kind of what people should expect to see when they're out there at this weekend at the Westworld.
Yeah, so Good Guys does a really good job of trying to make these a family-friendly event for people of all ages, but also cater specifically really to the true, in-your-garage every night car guys and gals out across America. So, yeah, there's close to 2,500 cars out here this weekend, everything from 30s hot rods to the mid-90s OVS GM pickup trucks that are becoming super popular. You'll find everything. Our year cutoff is 1998 and older, but the majority of the vehicles you're going to see is those 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s American classic vehicles. We do a lot of activities that entertain the family, the kids. We have free kid zone model make and take program where kids can build a model car and take it home for free. We do a burnout competition, autocross racing, tons of vendors, over 100 vendors at this event, from everything from the automotive manufacturers that make the big parts. I know Summit Racing is out there, FiTech, the title sponsor, they have a huge booth out there. But then there's also some more home and garden type vendors as well. So it really is an all-encompassing event to make it a family fun event.
No, and it truly is that. I mean, it sounds like, we're doing the typical pitch, to try to get people out to an event. This is not hard to sell because, honestly, when you walk through the gates there, and if people have never been to Westworld, you just need to envision this. If you haven't been to Westworld ever, you wouldn't have a sense of this. But if you've never been to Westworld for this event, you'll be amazed because when you walk through the gate, you've got that big tent area, which is where a lot of the vendors are at, obviously for things from like the model cars for kids. There's food vendors everywhere. I mean, you can have just about anything you can possibly imagine to eat and drink while you're out there and just enjoying yourself. But what I find is that it's not the typical car show where someone goes out there for a couple hours and bolts. It's like you find yourself out there, and the next thing you know, you've been out there all day because there's just so much to see. And you mentioned like the autocross. The autocross kind of kicks off probably right about now, doesn't it?
Yeah, so autocross actually runs all day. So they start running at 8 o'clock in the morning, take a break at noon for lunch, and then kick back up at 1 o'clock. The autocross is happening all day long, and it's a really fun aspect of the event.
Well, the cool thing, too, is that people aren't aware of is you guys kick it off here right in our backyard here in Scottsdale. But people who aren't paying attention, and I know there's a lot of loyalists that are out there that follow you all over the country, but you guys kick off here in March, and you end up coming back and finishing off the entire year after you've been traveling the whole country in places like Dallas and Southern California. And, I mean, you're everywhere. But then you finish the year here with us back at Westworld in November, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we actually kicked off our 2023 season last weekend in Dallas. So Scottsdale this weekend is our second event of the year. But we do cap off every single season at Westworld, which is in November, the weekend before Thanksgiving typically. It's just such a great time to be in Scottsdale in March and November. It's hard to put on a bad event at those times of the year out there.
Yeah, this year we're lucky because it's been a crazy year weather-wise. And I know you and I, Stephen, were talking about this the other day, you being in SoCal, and it's been, and NorCal, I guess, because it's been snowing in places that hasn't snowed there before, but we're lucky. But the weather's perfect. Westworld's amazing. Good Guys Car Show, the 13th annual FITEC Fuel Injection Spring Nationals. It's really special. Tell us how to go get tickets and where do they go to get that done.
Yeah, so you can head on over to our website, good-guys.com, to purchase tickets. Or you can just go out to the event, head out to Westworld, and you can buy tickets at the gate.
Oh, didn't know they could do that still. Very, very easy. Yep. But pick them up online, that's easy too, right?
Yeah, pick them up online is going to be the easiest. We use a ticket service that the tickets just go straight to your mobile device. You walk through the gate, show them your phone, and you're just in the show.
Well, Stephen, I'm looking forward to being out there in a couple of hours. I know you've got a huge staff out there to take care of everybody. I know it's going to be an amazing show again this year. And you had mentioned one thing, too, I wanted to reinforce is the cool thing I think you guys do is that you keep on elongating that end date in terms of, like, the late 90s cars because for the folks that, like, my son and his friends who are, like, the Fast and Furious, you'll see everything out there.
Yeah, and what's cool is it's not vehicle specific, so it's just 1998 and older. So if you have a 98 Honda Civic and you want to come on out and race autocross, like you could bring that Honda out. It's not just an American made car show. There's tons of vintage Volvos, and we see Mercedes, and you know all these European cars that people don't think they're going to see at a Good Guys show, but actually, just speaking out at Scottsdale, there is a pretty cool Volvo that's catching a lot of attention.
Well, Stephen, thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you guys out there in a couple of hours personally. And everyone who's been listening, to take a couple hours out because these guys are going through Sunday. So you're not going to have a chance so you won't be able to get out there before the weekend's over.
That's right. Yeah, there's plenty of activity still going on today, and we're out there all day tomorrow, too.